Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here. Drew there. Hi.
Yo.
And we have Nick, our contestant this morning, in what are we calling it?
Snorkel for mud fest.
Puddle of mud for puddle of mud. All right, so Drew, explain to me how you thought that Nick here was a flake.
So I remember, like, he didn't confirm with me last night, and that's my fault because usually I'll confirm with whoever's coming in the evening just to make sure we, like, hey, don't drink
right,
too much.
Right, because we get a little worried.
Yeah, and I texted him this morning. He didn't reply, and I was like, oh, no. And then I called him on the way to 7-Eleven to get my coffee. And then no answer. And then again on the freeway. And I was like, Skippy's going
to
kill me.
And then you called to cover yourself.
No, I called to make sure that you knew before I walked in the building. Because I didn't want to come in here and have you do. And then I would say, by the way, our bit. And then you just land me. And
well, by the way,
when I try to avoid
that. To protect myself and my image here and say that, no, I don't lay into you. I just look at you with a severe look of disappointment. The same one I do with my children. And that it works better than ever yelling.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship with someone?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you rather them expel their anger at you and be done in 5 minutes? Or would you rather her stare at you blankly as if you're an idiot for 10 minutes and then just be cold for the rest of the day?
Oh, man. Just let me have it.
Nope.
Thank you. Thank you. High five. High five. See, he knows.
Stop making friends.
He knows.
Because you, all right, so he showed up. You just knew you were coming, right? You're a committed dude. You just came.
And he was on time. He was on time.
He was early.
It was great. We were talking about it on air. We were like, dude, he's not going to come.
No. And then we look outside. We're like, why is there a guy in swim trunks holding a snorkel? Now, so I said online, I need someone here tomorrow morning who wants puddle of mud tickets and has a snorkel. It was that simple, right?
Yeah.
And I sent your name and number to Drew and said, coordinate with this guy. And I passed off the responsibility to Drew, who then did not, vet our contestants.
Yeah. So apparently, Nick, what do you do recreationally?
Oh, I'm a scuba diver.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
I don't know where you scuba dive in the valley.
No. Do you do it regularly?
Millerton Lake? Is that where you're going?
I got my, I went to Humboldt State. And I got my minor in scientific diving up there on the coast.
So. He's educationally diving.
So wait a second. He's not even, first of all, you're the first person I've ever heard actually graduated from Humboldt.
Yeah. I'm how did you pay attention,
go
bro?
Go to Humboldt. But so we got a college educated scuba diver to come in and do our stupid radio bit.
Of course we do. Maybe it was just, maybe it was just tailored to Nick. This is Nick's bit. This is his time to shine, Skip.
I don't think they trained me for this. So.
Well, yeah, there you go. We're going to dirty up the water a little bit. So, I mean, look, it'll be fun visuals and audio. This is what the point is.
And so to give some, I guess, clarity on what it is we're doing, Drew, explain.
All right, so what we're going to be doing is you have how many pennies?
253, which was another thing my kids fought over yesterday, was counting the pennies.
Oh, okay, of course. Okay. All right, those responsibilities.
Yeah.
They want to come through. 253 pennies we're going to dump in baby Dylan, but right now Nick's baby pool. We're going to fill it up, I'd say halfway with water. And then we're going to dump a substance in there to simulate mud because we don't really have quick access.
And he has a snorkel, and he's got a...
And he has a snorkel.
He's got to
and
find
he has the will to win.
He's got to find 104 pennies.
104 pennies, and then count them out. And then are we going to time them? See how long?
Yeah. So here's what I would have liked to have done is last week when I was killing time, I took the kids down to the library and stuff. I saw the big fountain that was out in front. But there must be something that's going on in the valley where they're emptying all the fountains because the fountain at the courthouse is empty.
Oh, really?
They got rid of the fountain at River Park.
And I
didn't want to take you to Fresno State to go snorkeling in a fountain, but that would have been my first choice.
When it starts to heat up, that's common because of erosion.
Oh, well, or they don't want people swimming them, which is exactly what we would have made Nick do.
No, I think that we are probably a very small group of people that see public fountains and think, we could get in that. Like, that's not a common thing you think about.
Clearly not living life the way you should. So anyway, we're going to have him go out and snorkel for the coins to be able to win these Puddle of Mud tickets. So
do I get to keep the coins?
You know, you're getting real demandy over there.
Don't get greedy, Nick.
I don't know if I could spare $1.04.
He's all, I earn these.
He's like, Mom and Dad said I'd never make any money off this college degree. Here you go. Oh, by the way, that reminds
me. Suck it, Mom and Dad.
So I'm getting ready to go to bed last night, and Angelina comes in. She's like, Mom, pennies and hoes. And I went, what? She's like, pennies and hoes. What are you talking about? I made a reminder, Mom, pennies and hoes. And she goes, for tomorrow's bit, you have to have pennies and hoes.
Yeah. It's a great name for a band if you think about it.
Maybe that's just what we call this bit.
Yep, pennies and hoes.
Pennies and hoes for Puddle of Mud tickets.
There you go, pennies and hoes.
I brought both right back there. It is the morning after. We'll come back. Ah, Nick going to make his parents in Humboldt State proud on the way.
Right.
It's New Rock 104.1.
Yep.
This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Nothing says summertime like a kiddie pool. And Drew just happened to bring one in today. It is New Rock 104.1. We've got our Puddle of Mud contest for Puddle of Mud tickets. Hi, Drew.
Hi, Skip. How are you? Fun fact. I just learned about Nick, our listener. Nick is a biologist for the state.
So let me back up. So Nick is has a degree in scuba diving.
He does.
He's here for our stupid radio stunt, and he's a actual scientist.
Yeah. It turns out that he's pretty into science and diving.
You know what? This makes me really proud, because I have said time and time again that our listeners are the smartest listeners in the Valley, not for their choices in radio, you know, morning shows, but in life in general. So this just confirms that.
Right. And the thing about Nick is that he's 6'3". Okay, this baby pool on a good day is like maybe 3 feet across.
No,
so he has his work cut out for him.
And let's recap our great plan here. We got the guy, we got the scuba mask, we got the kiddie pool, we got the hose and the pennies, but we did not think about the water.
No, that's kind of one that we glossed over. So there wasn't an active spigot in the area at all, so we had to improvise. And let's just say this without directly saying it, Nick's going to be snorkeling in the smoothest, silkiest, nicest water money can buy. Let's just put it like that.
It's purified for his protection.
Yes, it is purified. He is ready to go. We have the 253 pennies in there. He's trying to get 104. Basically, I can't wait to see how long it's going to take.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor before we get started on any of this. I need you to hide that container that held the water so we can't be held responsible for using it.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, no, that's right.
You got to stash that, dude. You got to stash it, because this is the time they all start rolling up. So.
All right.
So we're ready. We're ready for this. Are you ready for this? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Nick has his little booties on. He has his snorkel on. He has his cup. Let's go, Nick! Get the snorkeling! Yeah, he's getting in, and he's just sticking his face in, and it's really not...
By the way, the people walking by right now, I can tell, are looking at you, because they're walking past and looking in the building going, what the hell is going on right now?
Poor Nick, he's trying to make the best of it, meaning that, like, he's trying to... Hey, he's trying to make it to where... He's, like, flinging pinches out. He's trying to make it to where he's actually snorkeling, but there's only like 2.5 inches of water. So his knees are on the outside. He's kind of crouched over and sticking his face and flinging titties out as he goes. And he's doing a pretty good effort. He doesn't really need to push that hard because of the size of the pool in conjunction with the water and how big Nick is. You pretty much just rub your hand and there's pennies. There's pennies going.
Yeah, but he also has those big 6'3" man hands. So he's like, you know, like bear pawing the pennies. That's hard.
Pretty much. His hands are like catcher's mitts. You know what I'm saying? like they're just huge. He's just flinging them out left and right. He's still going. His face is still in the water. And yes, the water is still 2 inches deep.
But it's becoming filthy by the second based on 253 pennies in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's some, like, weird stuff. You know, like, sweaty nickel taste? It's probably what this water tastes like. It tastes like sweaty nickels.
I didn't even think about the fact that he's probably got his mouth open.
No, yeah. Well, and, you know, like, to his credit, he's doing good. I think he's trying to make it harder on himself, like, by closing his eyes. Like, I don't even know if he's looking right now, because he's just, like, putting his hands around, trying to grab at it. In one section, like, the first half section of the pool, completely empty. Now he's looking. He's trying to get some more. He's trying to climb out. I'm pretty sure he's over the penny mark.
All right. Well, go ahead. You know, cut him off. Cut him off. Nick is
done.
All right.
Cut it, Nick.
So either has – look, we're gonna have you come back in the studio after you clean up all the evidence. If he has 104 pennies, he's good to go. We'll give him the Puddle of Mud tickets. If not, we will send that 6'3", bearded, beautiful man who is a scientist with a degree in snorkeling straight on out of here empty-handed.
No. I think you did a good job. I think you won.
This is the Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew back in from doing stunt boy stuff. I do always love hearing you as stunt boy. It just brings the memories back.
Would you say I'm better than Phalia? Like,
absolutely.
You know, just okay.
All right. So, Drew, Nick's back in the studio. He's all dried off after that.
We have fun
crazy
out there.
Swimming. So did he get at least 104?
Oh yeah, he got like at least like 170 of them, if not more.
Okay.
Because he has these giant hands. You know,
we were talking about that. He's a big guy.
Just
a man of a man. And
I was hoping there was going to be some kind of like a blow up pool.
Uh-huh.
So I could bring it here, blow it up big enough. But thank God I didn't get the big one because of the water situation.
Yeah.
But it's funny watching a 6'3" man have to hunch over into a baby pool.
I can't wait to see the video. So we had a trip in the studio because when summer's out, the kids come to school. Hey, dude, good job on the cameraman skills. Hey, do you think you could have done a better job than Nick?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I want to test that.
He was pushing for it, too. He was like, can you ask my mom if I can get in? I was like, oh, so you, like, want any excuse to get wet and crazy in that pool right now, right?
So here's what happened. When you thought Nick was bailing on us this morning, but actually Nick's just a man of his word, he confirmed and showed up.
That was
the difference, right? That's the difference.
He's a man of honor.
Trip almost overslept, but then was like, then woke up as I was getting my food together and, like, getting out the door. And he's like, Mom, I'll do it. So I've never seen Tripp more disappointed than when you showed up, Nick.
Yeah. But he was a good helper. He did good out there.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, he did really good.
So, Nick, you're going to go see Puddle of Mud.
Sweet.
And the rest of the lineup. Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to bring my wife.
Oh, that's probably a good answer.
That's a good answer.
But here's the rules.
You ask me on air.
Here's the rules, though.
Put me on the spot, Skip. She thinks I'm at work right now, okay? So
she's got to pay for everything else.
Yeah.
So you know what? She's got to, like, wine and dine you. So you got to figure out where she's going to take you to dinner.
Okay.
And buy your drinks. Yeah, he's just
good at cheese. Are you hearing this?
It's like, they're good at cheese. Like, it's not going to happen, Skip. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so
he's like, that's a good thought. Yeah. Well done, Nick.
Also, thank you for bringing up the overall education and skill level of the Morning After.
Yeah, you just
today.
Brought it all highbrow.
It's me.
I'm kind of like a scientist, like, no big deal.
Me and Drew can't really swim, and we can't do science. So
yeah.
So you could be, you know, we're compiling like our own Avengers. We had the single guy.
Who's a firefighter,
in,
right?
And an artist.
Yeah,
that
and
we
an
learned.
Artist. We found
and
out.
And we have the scuba diver scientist.
Yeah.
All right.
We're set.
I know. You throw like a strong guy in there and like a sexy chick and like a really tight outfit and boom, we're like
we're
fantastic.
We're so
four.
Covered.
Yep.